Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now time for Fashion on the Fields. We've got Carolyn Enting sitting over in New Zealand joining us now. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
I tell you what, you've got a great job flying around the world doing all this fashion and beauty stuff.
I know, it's not bad. It's not too shabby.
Tell me, what's happening in this issue coming up? You've been working on some really interesting stuff around the world of femininity.
Well, exactly. There's a whole new modern hard-edged look coming through. And, you know, a lot of fashion has been really caught up in a lot of, in recent years, of lovely, you know, peasant blouses and fluid lines and pretty frocks and florals. But it's a really new hard-edged look coming through, and women are sort of turning to this more. And so right now I'm kind of channeling that look, and I'm wearing quite a structured dress in black with a very kind of industrial zip.
Yes.
You'll notice that a lot of garments now are also wearing a lot of hardware on them.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Is this all part of this new wave, is it?
It is. So you might have noticed girls walking around with big spikes on their shoulders, like pyramid cones.
Yeah, I have.
Studs, or around their neckline, on their shoes, on their handbags. Actually, it could be quite a good self-defense handbag, couldn't it? If you've got mugs, you can swing your handbag around.
Exactly. But it's almost like, do you think it's just a fad, or do you think it's going to be around for quite a while, this new look?
Well, it's quite interesting because there are lots of different thoughts on it. Some people are sort of saying, you know, women are wanting a bit of a change, and people are getting really excited and saying this is actually a new look in fashion. You know, fashion's been very sort of derivative of, you know, the 80s and 90s of the last few seasons.
Yeah.
And in fact, last time we had a really big fashion movement, you know, of great change in fashion was in the 80s and 90s, and really since then nothing major has happened. And some people are now talking about modern femininity as being the new wave, this whole new look. And, you know, I suppose Lady Gaga might have had something to do with it.
I think so.
The spiky stuff she's wearing and all that crazy stuff.
Now tell me, but does it apply to men as well? Does this thing carry over to the guys, or is it only for the girls?
Well, to be honest, I think guys have been, you know, rocking out some of these looks as well. I think it does carry through. You know, British designer Gareth Pugh, he's sort of really been pushing this hard edge look for a while, and that's quite sort of strong. But it's really interesting because if you diffuse it back to the street, it can be a very wearable look. You know, you can have a tweed, you know, jacket, but then have these spikes around the collar. So it's you know, giving this, you know, old school styling a new edge.
Yeah, it is. And you're seeing a lot of that. Actually, I am seeing a lot of that where I'm teaching at the moment. So you sort of look at the students coming in and you think, wow, that's an interesting look. Thank God tattoos are out this term. I'm not seeing as many people with tattoos.
No. I mean, well, some people have been, you know, describing this look as a little bit punk, but then I think we shouldn't really use the word punk because that's sort of derivative of something that's gone before. And if they want to sort of say this is a new thing, then, I mean, okay, sure, they did have those, you know, studded spiky collars back in the punk movement.
Yeah.
But this is almost like pretty punk in a way.
Pretty punk. Now, speaking of pretty punk, what sort of colours do we look at in this realm? It's not all black, is it?
Well, there is a lot of black, but no, there's not. I mean, I recently saw in a store a lovely peplum top. Now, peplums are sort of those sort of little flouncy things that come out from the side of the top and can give you a bit of shape. And it was white, and then it had these studs all around the neckline and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually really rather beautiful. And if you wore that with a lovely pencil skirt and a pair of high heels, it's a stunning outfit.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to look out for this issue of Mind Food to see more of those happy snaps, hey?
Absolutely.
Fabulous. Well, Carolyn Enting, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're on deadline and, of course, being the associate editor sitting in New Zealand, you must be a busy girl. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.